Hi, this is Charles Collenberg speaking to you. I do voiceovers, and I'm doing a comparison test for my good friends at Mojave Audio between two of the many wonderful microphones they design and manufacture. In this particular case, I happen to be talking to you using their Mojave Audio MA200, which is my personal go-to mic, and then I'm going to hook up their MA201 FET and give you an idea of how that microphone sounds. My signal chain in both cases is, of course, the mic itself, a Universal Audio LA610 preamp, then into a Steinberg MR816 CSX converter, then into my Mac Pro, and then my DAW. The MA200 happens to be the most recent in a lineage of microphone designs by David Royer, and if you know anything about David, you know it's got to be top-notch stuff. And if you don't know anything about David, well, there's a lot of specifics you can learn about him in the About Us section of the Mojave Audio website at www.mojaveaudio.com. Of course, if you're with me so far, you might be interested in the design characteristics of both mics, and those details are spelled out for you in the products section of the website. Okay, everything you've heard so far is on the MA200. Let's take a little pause here. I'll change over to the MA201 FET, and I'll read something about Dusty Wakeman, Mojave Audio's president. Okay, now here we are on the MA201 FET, and like I promised, I'm going to tell you something about Dusty. In his 35 years in the music business, Dusty Wakeman has worn a lot of hats. Producer, engineer, musician, and owner-manager of Los Angeles-based Mad Dog Studios. His work with Dwight Yoakam, Lucinda Williams, Roy Orbison, Michelle Schacht, Buck Owens, and many other artists has helped generate a number of multi-platinum and Grammy-winning records. Okay, now you've heard them both, the MA200 and the MA201 FET from Mojave Audio. By the way, if you want to track me down, I'm easy to find. Just do a web search. I'll be there somewhere. My last name is spelled K-A-H-L-E-N-B-E-R-G.